The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Did you know there's like a... like this thing, like where the dude likes another guy, it's like called gay? That's pretty novel, right?
Okay, guys, hello, welcome back to the Singapore. I just want to start this. I know that I bootlocked you right now. I'm going to resume you right now, Henry. But I just want to say, in the prep, you know what Henry come up with? He looks in the camera and he's like, did you hear this new thing of two dudes liking each other? Apparently it's called gay. What a novel thing. Can I just say that this guy said that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty cool. Like I said as well, I found out about it today, and I thought, wow, that really challenges my ideas of the traditional relationship between man and woman.
Go on, it's your intro.
Good on them. That's it. That's all I'm saying, you know. Anyway, I think it's good for everybody. You know, I say this every day. Not literally, but I never say this, actually, but I think it's good. I think it's good to learn something new every day, and I think you should strive to learn something new every day, people. And that was just my fact of the day.
This is what I say every day. In half a minute, he arrived to the conclusion, I never say this.
Anyway, for today's intro, so we're in Singapore. For those who don't know, Singapore is a city-state in Southeast Asia. Rudy, do you know how Singapore got to be, I guess, for lack of a better term?
Well, I know it was definitely not at its, how they said, it's the same height economically as it is these days, back before 2000s. It had a huge overhaul. I think because of its, I don't know if I'm correct in saying this, but totalitarian government, right?
Yes.
Like, it is, it has a lot of power. It's not a dictatorship. I will be very clear in that, but it is very some rules are pretty strict there. Not to say that it's like harsh to live there. Actually, complete opposite of it for whoever does their research in Singapore. It's definitely a country I really would like to visit. But how it came to be, it was a trading port, right? But I don't know.
Yes, very good.
I don't know the history of it based in like politics.
That was the basic history is indeed it used to be under British rule, and then together with Malaysia became independent. So at this point, it's part of Malaysia, but due to cultural and political differences, some shit went down. Basically, some riots. I'll just read my notes verbatim. Malaysian government was clowning on Singapore, and they retaliated, resulting in riots, after which Malaysia basically told them to fuck off and form their own country.
So Malaysia kicked them out, sort of.
Yes.
Well, it worked out for the better, I guess.
Yes, and it was, I think, largely due to, I think in Singapore there's a lot of Chinese, ethnic Chinese people, while in Malaysia it was a lot less, so the Malaysian government was thinking that Singapore is like kind of holding them back, I guess, in a sense, economically.
Well,
like Singapore was holding them hostage, sort of.
How the turntables.
Well, there you go, indeed. And now that we know where Singapore is, people, I've got some facts about our episode so far in Globally Local FM. I was just checking on, have we visited as many places as we are expecting to visit, if that makes sense. So what I'll list for you now, Rudy, is the continent, how many countries we have had episodes on, and how many we expected to have at this point, if that makes sense.
Okay,
so,
but
just
what did we expect
on average?
What is this statistic?
So for example, in North America, there's, I don't know off the top of my head, but let's say there's 25 countries, right, in North America. Now, we've got 195, I think, on the list. What's the confusion, Rudy?
25 countries in North America.
I think it's less, but I'm just saying as an example.
I can name two, three maybe.
Okay, name three.
USA, Canada, and Denmark because of Greenland.
All right, what about St. Vincent? That's one where that counts as
North America's.
Yes, Rudy, that widely counts as North America. The Caribbean and Central America all count as North America.
I would just count it as like it's like a region of its own. Like I would just say the Caribbean.
No, not in this case.
Okay, anyway, okay. In that case, okay, then I'm not... Okay, but you can see where the confusion came from.
Yes. Anyway, so let's say in theory North America has 25 countries. I'm pretty sure it's less, but that's kind of beside the point. We have 195, I think, maybe a bit more, depending, because I think I've put some like non-official countries on the list as well, because I'm just cool like that. So basically, you have the continent divided by the total number of countries, and that percentage reflected in the episodes is... That percentage into the episodes is the amount of episodes we expect to have on a certain continent. Oh. Does that make sense?
Yes. Sure. It's just like density of countries, I assume. Like there's the amount of countries.
So basically, if 10% of the world's countries are in North America, then we expect 10% of Vagabond Dilemma's episodes to be on North America.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've had so far North America, 5 episodes. We have expected 5. So all good there. Europe, we've done 9. We've expected also 9. So doing great there. Asia, we've done 8. And we've expected 10 to 11.
Oh, okay. So we're lacking there.
Yes. Africa, we've done 10. And we expected 10 to 11. I'll say these 10 to 11, it's because it was 10.5.
Yeah,
so
okay,
like,
okay.
So Africa is basically on par. South America, we've done 3. And we've expected 2 to 3. So pretty good as well. And then Oceania, which is basically just the Pacific Islands, we've done 5. Well, we've only expected 3.
But okay, what this proves is that sort of, how do I say this, distribution, probability, and statistics works.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I was surprised actually that it was pretty fairly, well, mostly accurate. It's just 2 episodes from Oceania are the ones that we're missing from Asia, basically, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. We do have to move on, though.
I will say,
you
just
will
before
say?
We go, we may or may not have lost an Asia episode when we decided to roll a country from the Middle East again when we were in the streak of having a ton of Middle
East countries. That's true. But that's because, you know what? You know what? We don't have to say why. We always sometimes...
I'll say why, because we're way too fucking many in the Middle East.
We have to stick it up to the wheel as well once in a while, you know? We are bound by it, but it doesn't dictate us what to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways. Oh, wait. I have to do the whole stick. On to the news. Okay, he did the jingle.
All right, Rudy. I've got a really fun one. I thought this was really fun, actually. Spanish football fan detained in Singapore airport after football-related protest. So, I'll have to give you some background here first. A Spanish couple, so a guy and his wife, but could have also been a guy and a guy, as I found out today, were detained... Sorry.
Okay.
Were detained in Singapore airport after holding up a flag for a football-related complaint. Now, the Spanish football club, Valencia CF, that stands for Valencia Club de Fútbol, was bought by Singapore billionaire Peter Lim in 2014, and the club has been going downhill fairly much, like they're in the relegation zone at the moment, since his takeover, and fans are pretty critical of the club's decline. Now, this Spanish man and his wife were on honeymoon, and they decided for some weird reason that let's take a flag that says Lim go home to Peter Lim's residence and also to other places in the city, like, what's it called? Like tourist destinations, to take pictures with that flag. Now, when they were on the way back through Singapore airport for the flight back, they got detained by the police, and they're now under investigation for the offense of taking part of an assembly. Because in Singapore, assemblies legally start from one-person gatherings, which is pretty funny.
Oh my God.
So basically, if you're just alone somewhere taking a protest, you're like having an assembly, basically, which is not allowed.
What?
And here's the kicker, Rudy. This guy was joking on Twitter prior to going to the airport about hoping to not be arrested.
Bruh. Bruh. Also, go home, Peter. So, bruh. What are you doing? What are you doing? Like... What?
Yeah. I don't know.
Football fans. It's, football fans.
I mean, I think the football flag is one thing. Doing it on your honeymoon is really sad. Like, really sad. Yeah, that's kind of it. Doing it on your honeymoon is very sad, I think, is what I have to say. Why don't you just enjoy your time? Like, just don't go to Singapore if it's going to annoy you that much, you know?
Marry the football. Go elsewhere. Football ball.
So true.
Live your life happily.
Like, okay, I've read a lot about this because I'm a bit in, like, football-related news and shit, of course. So I do feel bad for the fans, but this is kind of just, like, just let it go. Enjoy your honeymoon. Like, have a nice trip with your wife. Don't make it about a random billionaire who doesn't care about you. Don't get arrested. You know?
Yeah, that would be common sense, but I think these days common sense is not that easy to come by. For example,
yeah,
actually,
but then,
don't, the greatest, yes? Segue right now. I have the greatest segue. It could not have been more perfect.
Okay, fine. It's right. I'll tack this on at the end of the episode.
Okay. Common sense, right? For example, my next article name is, must I shower in the mornings?
Yes.
So that is actually a part of the article's actual title. The follow-up being, there's a correct answer to this question and here's why, right? For context, this debate started as all debates do in this modern age, with a social media post. A TikTok user posted a video claiming that Singaporean public transport stinks in the morning because people do not shower before leaving home. Right? So this just started as a trend on TikTok. On one side of the camp are those chanting Mandila Singapura, both Take a Shower Singapore in Malay and a play of their national anthem Majula Singapura. And whilst I would have a lot to say about this, let me present to you a piece from Lorraine Lee, the journalist who wrote the article. She said it in such a way where I feel like, as I said this before, sometimes people just stumble upon things where it's like, that's modern poetry. And so listen to this. As someone who is not particularly tall, being hit by an odor bomb when a fellow commuter more vertically endowed than I lifts their arm to grab the handrail can ruin the hour-long journey to work. I am also hardly the only one who has been grossed out by the sight of oil left behind on a bus window by a sleepy commuter whose scalp is begging for mercy. As for the argument on lacking sleep, there is a curious irony to spending 10 minutes in front of the mirror putting on makeup or doing one's hair, but foregoing everything else below the neck. No amount of concealer or pomade can camouflage the scent of your skin. Is there a point to look presentable from a distance only for others to catch an unpleasant whiff of you when you are an arm's length away? At what point do we start thinking seriously about sleeping earlier or ways to get better night's rest? That's the end of that part of the article.
Yeah, I think going to bed earlier is a pretty solid way of getting a better sleep. I mean...
So, point being, here I wanted to outline this. People. A lot of people I've met who say, I naturally don't sweat that much so I don't smell. I don't have to use a deodorant because I just don't smell that bad. For the love of God. You just don't, you just used to it, and that's why I also don't smell myself really. Because I've lived my whole life with me. So I'm used to my own smell. It's crazy. Yeah, I know. But the rest...
That's crazy.
...is not the same. And I'm saying this as an electrical engineering student. Because, oh my God, to how many lecture halls I've been where people walk with the same hoodie on for like a month, I feel like. And you definitely can smell them before you see them. This is my beef of the year. Please.
Oh, yeah.
Shower.
Jesus.
Shower.
I've really not had that many issues with people smelling, like, ever, I feel. I don't know. Maybe that makes me cool.
It makes you privileged.
The only time, the most memorable time of this I had was when I went to like a gaming convention in Eindhoven.
Ooh.
And the game I went to visit,
ooh,
specifically only their room, smelled like absolute shit. And I was like, this is heartbreaking for me because I wanted to sit here and watch some stuff, but yeah, never mind, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That really reinforced the stereotype of gamers that don't go to the shower.
I don't understand why. Like,
yeah.
I never understood that part of, how do I say this, people's logic, I guess, to just forego basic hygiene.
It is what it is, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Anyways, next article.
Woman jailed after scamming people with fake Taylor Swift tickets for a crisp $110,000 dues.
What?
Yes. So, in the last year, this woman had scammed around 75 people by selling fake tickets to Taylor Swift's concert in Singapore, which was her only stop in Southeast Asia. She had also scammed people earlier looking to buy tickets to a Bruno Mars concert.
Oh, have you heard Bruno Mars's new song?
Which one?
Fat, Juicy and Wet.
No.
You should listen up to it. He ain't catching grenades anymore, I tell you that much.
Right, that doesn't sound very... Oh well. Listen, I'll give it a listen and we'll judge it afterwards, but I definitely like the thought of catching grenades.
Actually, you know
more
what?
Interesting
Look,
than
I know
whatever
what we're
that title
do.
Evokes.
I know what we're going to do. At the end of this episode, for people who are still listening, we're just going to do a little... Me and Henry are going to listen to the song. Sid is going to edit it out, of course, like the moment of silence, but I wanna get your reaction on the podcast.
You're just going to like listen to it and then I give my reaction?
Well, you're going to give your reaction as you're listening to it, but go on.
Yeah, sure. All right. Yeah, so this woman had only recently been released from jail after having been convicted of selling fake merch for a Taiwanese and a Japanese singer. And here's the kicker. The defense lawyer said that the woman did not mean to scam the people and that it was all a series of unfortunate events.
What the hell?
Truly tragic. And unfortunately, that did not go over well in court, as one might imagine.
Yeah, of course. Also, imagine from the perspective of the lawyer. This guy's like, man, I'm just trying to do my job, but this is just a hopeless case. What do I say?
Yeah, I don't know. I have wondered sometimes, like defense lawyers, it's just like, what, like the shit you have to defend, it just seems like it's not worth it, you know?
Yeah, but they have to do their job.
I could not do that job.
They have to do their job, yeah. Okay, I think there's...
I would just rather not.
There's one small article I still have. I hope we have time for it. Oh my god, finally someone said it! Actual article title, Everyone Thinks They're Experts, How Advice Overload is Fueling Parents' Self-Doubt. I think it's generally, why does everybody think they're experts in something they know nothing about? But point being, in a nutshell, there are debates over sleep training, infant milk, screen time, and discipline styles, with an overwhelming amount of research and opinion out there on the best way to raise a child. Parents end up feeling frustrated when navigating this minefield of advice. But I want to bring to your attention this from a general perspective. As I said, it's just a thing. Today's Singaporean episode is for me to rant to y'all. Y'all not that big of deals, you know? You're not experts. We all here learning, so stop being on your high horse when there's no high horse to exist in. Actually, here's a theoretical, Henry. Me and you, good or bad parents?
I'd be fucking awesome. And I think you'd be all right.
Okay. If we have a child together, who's doing what?
What's there to do? Well, give me a list. Like, I don't know what exactly.
You know what? You kind of, in a weird way, you kind of just answered the question without even saying anything. What's there to do in raising a child, Henry? What is there to do? It kind of does it itself, doesn't it?
I've been told I'm very entertaining for small children.
Okay, you're changing the diapers.
I'd rather not.
I'd rather not as well.
Well, okay, so that puts us at an impasse.
Okay, we get a nanny to change the diapers.
Okay, that's going to be expensive.
Yeah, I know, but whatever. But I ain't touching that. food. Making food. They eat, apparently.
That's so easy for children, because they don't eat anything.
They need milk.
You just give them
Where are we going to get milk?
I go to the store.
Okay, so we get that. Who does the walking duty, like stroller?
I could do that.
I'd go on my walks. But then that's going to be pretty fast, because I walk fast. So the kid's going to be a Formula One driver.
Oh, there you go. Two options.
Okay.
Next. It sounds like we're doing pretty well
education.
So far, except for hiring a nanny.
What can you help in education? For example, my mom always helped me with English and my dad helped me with math problems. And everything else I kind of winged on my own. But what can you help with in education?
I feel like I could do any school subject except maybe history.
Okay, I feel like I could do math, physics, and those shits. I don't want to do languages. Well, English, I guess, but...
No, but look, you have to think about it. The shit that they do is so unbelievably easy for us.
Well,
like,
but if you
matter.
Haven't done it in years, don't overestimate your ability. Because, for example, my dad, right? He's a banker. My sister now is going through, what, 11th grade? And she has trouble with mathematics once in a while. So he has to help her. And he's like, fuck this shit, I have to relearn everything. I mean, he's a banker. He deals with math all the time. And he still has to, like, there's some stuff that he, you know, you kind of have to relearn, which spends time. It's not that you won't get it.
Sure,
you
have to
absolutely get it, but you have to allocate time for it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that you would just like do it like without knowledge, like without effort. But I don't think if you like dive into it for a little bit, I think you would be able to get it back.
Okay, who goes to the school parent gatherings? Me or you?
I think that's actually really cool. I would do that.
You'd do that?
No doubt.
Yeah, I think we could raise a good child.
It sounds like I'm doing everything, to be honest.
Wow, okay.
And then you're hiring a nanny to get the kid changed.
Yeah, sure. Well, because I will have the money for it and you won't. Ha, ha, ha. Anyways, we can talk about this over a lawyer. I think it's time for dad.
So just to be clear, when we're parents, you're financially blackmailing me? Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I feel like the problem here is not like how we take care of the kid. It's more like the actual relationship that we're dealing with.
As is all the time, ironically.
Welcome to the 2024 Singapore elections debate. Our next candidate, the Merlion. Any opening statements? This is ridiculous. He doesn't even have policies.
But look at that consistent fee. Never stopped working. No scandals, no controversy, just perfect.
Well, it looks like you are quite right, random citizen.
Merlion.
I can't believe I'm losing to a fucking water fountain.
Vote Merlion at an election booth near you.
That's good. That's good.
I'm telling you, why do we even try? This guy has so many original ideas. Oh my god.
I can't believe I'm losing to a fucking water fountain. Oh, that's an all-timer. I love that.
Oh, yeah. For those who don't know, Merlion is like the sort of like, I don't know, official or unofficial, but the symbol of Singapore.
Well, speaking of symbols of Singapore, close your eyes, everybody, and listen to this. As you head outside to go on an adventure, you immediately start sweating, and within minutes, you're drenched from the humidity. You try to go inside to take shelter when the absolutely freezing AC turns you into an ice cube and gives you a cold. Never matter, you think, as you head back out to see the sights, this time with just a slight illness. You visit the classic sites like the Marina Bay Gardens, the Botanical Gardens, and the zoo. Best of all is, of course, Henry's local business recommendation coming to you soon. As you're strolling back to your hotel for some rest, you go to grab your phone for directions. A little gum wrapper accidentally falls out of your pocket. As you go to pick it up, you're immediately surrounded by five policemen who are arresting you for committing the unforgivable crime of littering. That's right, buddy. You're going to do 5 years in jail for that. So, if you like being watched like a hawk, then maybe Singapore can be your next destination.
Yep. That is accurate. That is pretty accurate. And actually, you know what? I'm going to jump right into it. Dear ladies and gentlemen, I know this is time I have put myself on a hard task. This is Singapore, after all. Many have tried to become local and many have failed. It is known. But fear not, I do not shy away from challenge and responsibility when you, the good listener, depend on me. So without further ado, today in Going Local, I will give you the stuff to look out for if you want the smelly Singaporeans to accept you. Y'all like gum? Chewing it, blowing bubbles, and then pondering the ultimate question for us all. Spit or swallow? Well, forget about it. Reverse. Pretend that gum never existed, because so do Singaporeans who went even further and outlawed it. Not gum per se, but littering with gum. So be decent and don't spit, y'all. But yeah, so this is just a callback. It is the very infamous law of no gum in Singapore. Are you good with accents? And this goes mostly to Americans, I suppose. Buckle up and start making headway in what is known as Singlish, or in other words, Singaporean English. Here are some examples. My colleague arrowed me to organize the company event again. Look at him floundering all over the place. Catch no ball. Can you chope a seat at the Hawker Center for me? That's Singlish, apparently. Henry, did you understand any of those sentences?
I feel like the first one was like, oh yeah, my colleagues pawned me off to do the like meeting invites again.
So arrowed is just sent you an email. Catch no ball is to be absolutely clueless, and chope a seat is to reserve a seat.
Yeah, I think the only one that I think the last one I struggled with, the rest I caught the drift.
And last but not least, you most likely will arrive into the country through the Jewel Changi Airport. Yes, we know, they know, and you will know that this particular airport could be a city of its own. But trust me, there is more to see outside of... So what did they have like 40 meter waterfall? So what did they have a butterfly garden? And so what that this is literally a 10 floor retail complex? My Lego sets were cooler. Anyways, if you are ready to humble their pride, jewel building, speak in terms not spoken since ancient Mesopotamia, and keep your jaw inside empty of sticky stuff, Singapore is ready for you.
Hell yeah. I love that. That we also both referenced the gum thing.
Yep. It's just a thing.
Yes. Well, this is what I was going to say, including in my first article, is that it's very strict, you know.
Yes.
You can't.
That being said,
out.
I feel like for outside perspective, it gives us this illusion that everybody there is like, you know, basically everybody's walking around with the taser to their neck. But in reality, we both also know some people who either live in Singapore or come from Singapore. If you live in an environment like that where like you can't even buy gum there, so it's not like you can litter even if you wanted to it with that. You can import it, but then that's on you. Like, I don't know. It's just... I feel like we look at it harshly from outside perspective, but inside is not even that bad.
I mean, fuck, I don't even chew any gum, so it doesn't really matter to me.
No. Anyways, local business!
My local business is fucking awesome and better than Rudy's to start off with. There's a lot of cool things to see in Singapore, Rudy. So I've tried to search for something I had never heard of, and here you go, people. The Sultan Shoal Lighthouse is a picturesque lighthouse in the middle of the Singapore harbor on a tiny island. There's not a ton to see, and the tours are limited, but it's well worth a visit for the unique location and beautiful architecture.
Well, I had the same problem for you. My local business suggestion brought anything that I can see. This is one of the metropolis gems of the eastern world, so go frolic as far as they can see. They got botanical gardens, they got skyscrapers of wonder, they got unique foods on every corner and cathedrals littered in between. Not biased at all here in case Singaporeans are listening, because I won't even hide it. Take me, brethren, bring me to this land of wonder.
I mean, I've always wanted to visit. I'm definitely hoping to visit sometime soon.
Yeah, same.
And then the local radio, of course, Singapore is all about that rich life. So if you want to really make it, people, you got to go on the grind set. And what better way to stay on the grind set than to listen to Money FM, where you can just listen to people talk about politics, business, and finance the entire time without hearing a single song.
Well, there you go. And to fight this Henry's capitalistic side, for those on this dreary Monday who need a bit of love, a bit of affection, here, take Power Love Songs 98, a radio dedicated to love ballads and your favorite songs that make you feel. That being said, thank you so much, dear listeners, for listening to Globally Local FM episode 42, brought to you by Tome of Huzzah Productions. Go give some love to our colleague Colossal Pengu on twitch.tv. You can find me for some feedback on Instagram at 000RUDYS000, so 300 is 30. You can find Henry
exploring Singapore, I guess, just to keep it simple.
Oh, that's very cute.
We're enjoying the runaround.
Next week, you will see us
in Baku in Azerbaijan.
Indeed, and now, for those who don't care about it, tune out. Now here is the best part that I've been waiting for. So, what we're going to do is, Henry, go to Spotify and just find Bruno Mars, right?
Yep.
So, people, I will try to help you with this for whoever wants to do this with us. We're going to go to Bruno Mars on Spotify.
Give you some time.
We're going to try to listen to it. How do I say this? Yeah, I guess you can't really do it in a way that is doable with listeners.
You'd have to listen on the computer.
We're going to listen to the first chorus. We're going to listen to the first chorus of the song. So basically, just sit in silence. Sid will add some elevator music, and Henry will give his live reaction to the song, okay?
Okay.
Did you find Fat, Juicy, and Wet?
Yes, I've got it in front of me right now.
Okay, you will click play when I say one because of the delay, right?
Yep.
So 3, 2, 1.
Jesus. Great start.
Your face.
I just don't like songs that these. Like, I just think this is a bit much.
And just listen to the lyrics now.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
His face is like he ate like the most disgusting food ever.
Yeah. Nah, I just don't.
Say more, Belize, say more.
Nah, I just find like this is like not interesting. Like it's just like, Jesus Christ. Keep it to yourself, guys. You know? Like, I'm all for, like, a love song or, like, being explicit, but this is literally just garbage, in my opinion. And I like Bruno Mars, so I'm sorry. But, like, this is just, I don't know, it just doesn't vibe with me.
And on that good note, see you next episode.
Like, what the fuck actually is this shit?